Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore advances in health, science, and technology. Today, studying the medical benefits of CBD or cannabidiol oil. Texas recently legalized limited medical use of the oil, which is derived from marijuana. Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth is undergoing trials to see if that compound can be used to treat children with a severe form of epilepsy. KERA's Lauren Silverman talked with Dr. Scott Perry, who's leading the study.
Can you explain specifically what you're testing in the trial that's going on at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth?
Sure. We're doing a couple different trials in Fort Worth on a portion of the plant, cannabidiol. So cannabidiol, or CBD, as it's referred to a lot, is one of the many substances inside the marijuana plant. And many years ago, just for background story, there was a child named Charlotte, Charlotte Figge, who has something called Dravet syndrome, a very severe form of epilepsy. These children begin as normal, healthy children, and then begin having seizures in the setting of fever in their first year of life. Now, febrile seizures are typically regarded as quite a benign problem. You'll be told that they'll grow out of it and they'll do well. Unfortunately, these children go on to have seizures in the absence of fever, very long seizures lasting 30 minutes, hours sometimes, in a hospital requiring multiple medications to try to stop them, on breathing machines, etc. So a very devastating disease. That child had been through multiple medications in her lifetime, none of which had helped her, and her mom was looking for something else out there to save her child. She looked and saw that, you know, once upon a time, people considered the use of marijuana, and particularly plants high in CBD, as possibly effective. She sought out people in Colorado who were willing to listen and try. She tried it, and her kid had a remarkable improvement in her seizure frequency. That really started a nationwide push to try to investigate CBD, to investigate the plant for more than what we've thought of it as for all this time, which is just getting you high. In reality, there's probably much more to it.
What is the trial that you're focused on?
So we are looking at a purified CBD substance produced as an oil to be used for the treatment of epilepsy in the setting of Dravet syndrome, so the same condition that Charlotte had, as well as Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, which is another devastating epileptic encephalopathy that begins in childhood with multiple seizure types, significant developmental delay, risk of injury, et cetera.
Now, from what I understand, this study could be really fundamental in how the FDA decides to see CBD and to classify it, whether it sees it as a medicine. Is that right?
That's right. And it's this CBD substance, the idea of using it for epilepsy, has taken a completely different course from any other drug really ever. And that is that families have pushed for it, and you've got states that have legalized it such that they can get some form of CBD from dispensaries in legal states. Yet it never really underwent the research necessary to prove that it's number one, safe, or number two, effective. So the studies we are doing are the gold standard studies, which are placebo, double-blind, controlled trials. So the children who are in this study, I don't know which ones are on the drug and which ones are on placebo. Their parents don't know which ones are on drugs and which ones are on placebo. That eliminates the bias that you would see with otherwise observational studies. And really gives us the answer we need. Is it truly effective or isn't it?
And so what is going on when these kids, and I know you're studying it, but what is thought to happen when these kids take CBD oil, this cannabis-derived drug?
Well, all drugs that we have for epilepsy work at these different channels in the brain. So we have sodium channels, potassium channels, calcium channels, GABA channels, multiple different ways that the electricity of our brain is modulated. So every anti-epileptic drug is targeting those approaches. The thing about CBD is, honestly, we're not exactly sure where it works just yet.
In which channel?
Exactly. We don't, no. There are CB1, CB2 receptors that we know components of marijuana bind to, but CBD doesn't bind to those. So there must be some other place. Research has demonstrated multiple different pathways that it may work at, none being the absolute one. We don't exactly know where it works, but honestly, we don't know where several anti-epileptic drugs absolutely work.
And what's wrong with the existing anti-epileptic drugs?
Well, the fact is they're not working for these people. That doesn't mean they're not good drugs. They do work for people, right? But the fact is 25 to 30% of the population with epilepsy will have intractable epilepsy, meaning they fail multiple drugs. Hmm. And so we have to continue looking for other drugs to find, you know, which one will work for them.
That was Dr. Scott Perry with Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth. You can hear more of the conversation with Dr. Perry from yesterday's Think. The podcast is at kera.org/think.